U.S. History Textbook. Textbook available for free at cnx.org. Audio recording available for free at educateforfree.com. Key Terms. Chapter 12. Antebellum, a term meaning before the war and used to describe the decades before the American Civil War began in 1861. Cash crop, a crop grown to be sold for profit instead of consumption by the farmer's family. Concurrent majority, a majority of a separate region that would otherwise be in the minority of the nation, with the power to veto or disallow legislation put forward by a hostile majority. Cotton boom, the upswing in American cotton production during the 19th century. Cotton gin, a device patented by Eli Whitney in 1794 that separated the seeds from raw cotton quickly and easily. Domestic slave trade, the trading of slaves within the borders of the United States. Ostend Manifesto, the secret diplomatic memo stating that if Spain refused to sell Cuba to the United States was justified in taking the island as a national security measure. Paternalism, the premise that Southern white slaveholders acted in the best interests of their slaves. Polygenism, the idea that blacks and whites come from different origins. Second Middle Passage, the internal forced migration of slaves to the South and West in the United States. Chapter 13, Abolitionist, a believer in the complete elimination of slavery. Colonization, the strategy of moving African Americans out of the United States, usually to Africa. Immediatism, the moral demand to take immediate action against slavery to bring about its end. Millennialism, the belief that the kingdom of God would be established on earth and that God would reign on earth for 1,000 years, characterized by harmony and Christian morality. Moral suasion, an abolitionist technique of appealing to the consciences of the public, especially slaveholders. Mormons, an American denomination also known as the Latter-day Saints that emphasized patriarchal leadership. Phrenology, the mapping of the mind to specific human attributes. Pietistic, the stressing of stressed, transformative individual religious experience or piety over religious rituals and formality. Second Great Awakening, a revival of evangelical Protestantism in the early 19th century. Seneca Falls, the location of the first American conference on women's rights and the signing of the Declaration of Rights and Sentiments in 1848. Shakers, a religious sect that emphasized communal living and celibacy. Teetotalism, complete abstinence from all alcohol. Temperance, a social movement encouraging moderation or self-restraint in the consumption of alcoholic beverages. Transcendentalism, the belief that all people can attain an understanding of the world that transcends rational sensory experience. Chapter 14, American Party, also called the Know-Nothing Party, a political party that emerged in 1856 with an anti-immigration platform. Bleeding Kansas, a reference to the violent clashes in Kansas between free soilers and slavery supporters. Border Ruffians, pro-slavery Missourians who crossed the border into Kansas to influence the legislature. Compromise of 1850, 5 laws passed by Congress to resolve issues stemming from the Mexican Cession and the sectional crisis. Dred Scott versus Sanford, an 1857 case in which the Supreme Court ruled that blacks could not be citizens and Congress had no jurisdiction to impede the expansion of slavery. Fire Eaters, radical Southern secessionists. Free Soil Party, a political party committed to ensuring that white laborers would not have to compete with unpaid slaves in newly acquired territories. Freeport Doctrine, a doctrine that emerged during the Lincoln-Douglas debates in which Douglas reaffirmed his commitment to popular sovereignty including the right to halt the spread of slavery, despite the 1857 Dred Scott decision affirming slaveholders' rights to bring their property wherever they wished. Harper's Ferry, the site of a federal arsenal in Virginia where radical abolitionist John Brown staged an ill-fated effort to end slavery by instigating a mass uprising among slaves. Miscegenation, race mixing through sexual relations or marriage. Popular sovereignty, the principle of letting the people residing in a territory decide whether or not to permit slavery in that area based on majority rule. Republican Party, an anti-slavery political party formed in 1854 in response to Stephen Douglas's Kansas-Nebraska Act. Underground Railroad, a network of free blacks and northern whites who helped slaves escape bondage through a series of designated routes and safe houses. Chapter 15, Army of the Potomac, the Union fighting force operating outside Washington, D.C. Army of the West, the Union fighting force operating in Kentucky, Tennessee, and the Mississippi River Valley. Confederacy, the new nation formed by the seceding southern states, also known as the Confederate States of America, or CSA. Contrabands, slaves who escaped to the Union Army lines. Copperheads, Democrats who opposed Lincoln in the 1864 election. Crittenden Compromise, a compromise suggested by Kentucky Senator John Crittenden that would restore the 36.5 line from the Missouri Compromise and extend it to the Pacific Ocean, allowing slavery to expand in the southwestern territories. Emancipation Proclamation, signed on January 1, 1863, the document with which President Lincoln transformed the Civil War into a struggle to end slavery. Fort Sumter, a fort in the harbor of Charleston, South Carolina, where the Union garrison came under siege by Confederate forces in an attack on April 12, 1861, beginning the Civil War. General-in-Chief, the commander of Army Land Forces. Gettysburg Address, a speech by Abraham Lincoln dedicating the military cemetery at Gettysburg on November 19, 1863. Greenbacks, paper money the United States began to issue during the Civil War. Habeas corpus, the right of those arrested to be brought before a judge or court to determine whether there is cause to hold the prisoner. Sherman's March to the Sea, the scorched earth campaign employed in Georgia by Union General William Sherman. Total war, a state of war in which the government makes no distinction between military and civilian targets and mobilizes all resources, extending its reach into all areas of citizens' lives. Chapter 16, Black Codes, laws some southern states designed to maintain white supremacy by keeping freed people impoverished and in debt. Carpetbagger, a term used for Northerners working in the South during Reconstruction. It implied that these were opportunists who came South for economic or political gain. Compromise of 1877, the agreement between Republicans and Democrats after the contested election of 1876, in which Rutherford B. Hayes was awarded the presidency in exchange for withdrawing the last of the federal troops from the South. Crop lien system, a loan system in which store owners extended credit to farmers for the purchase of goods in exchange for a portion of their future crops. Freedmen's Bureau, the Bureau of Refugees, Freedmen, and Abandoned Lands, which was created in 1865 to ease blacks' transition from slavery to freedom. Ironclad Oath, an oath that the Wade-Davis Bill required a majority of voters and government officials in Confederate states to take. It involved swearing that they had never supported the Confederacy. Ku Klux Klan, a white vigilante organization that engaged in terroristic violence with the aim of stopping Reconstruction. Radical Republicans, Northern Republicans who contested Lincoln's treatment of Confederate states and proposed harsher punishments. Reconstruction, the 12 year period after the Civil War in which the rebel southern states were integrated back into the Union. Redeemer, a term used for southern whites committed to rolling back the gains of Reconstruction. Scalawags, a pejorative term used for southern whites who supported Reconstruction. Sharecropping, a crop lien system in which people paid rent on land they farmed, but did not own, with the crops they grew. 10% plan. Lincoln's Reconstruction plan, which required only 10% of the 1860 voters in Confederate states to take an oath of allegiance to the Union. Union leagues. Fraternal groups loyal to the Union and the Republican Party that became political and civic centers for blacks in former Confederate states. Chapter 17. Americanization. The process by which an Indian was redeemed and assimilated into the American way of life by changing his clothes to Western clothing and renouncing his tribal customs in exchange for a parcel of land. Battle of Wounded Knee. An attempt to disarm a group of Lakota Sioux Indians near Wounded Knee, South Dakota, which resulted in members of the 7th Cavalry of the U.S. Army opening fire and killing over 150 Indians. Bonanza Farms. Large farms owned by speculators who hired laborers to work the land. These large farms allowed their owners to benefit from economies of scale and prosper, but they did nothing to help small family farms, which continued to struggle. California Gold Rush. The period between 1848 and 1849, when prospectors found large strikes of gold in California, leading others to rush in and follow suit. This period led to a cycle of boom and bust through the area as gold was discovered, mined, and stripped. Comstock Lode, the first significant silver find in the country, discovered by Henry T. Comstock in 1859 in Nevada. Exodusters, a term used to describe African Americans who moved to Kansas from the Old South to escape the racism there. Fence-cutting war. This armed conflict between cowboys moving cattle along the trail and ranchers who wished to keep the best grazing lands for themselves occurred in Clay County, Texas, between 1883 and 1884. Los Gorras Blancas, the Spanish name for whitecaps, the rebel group of Hispanic Americans who fought back against the appropriation of Hispanic land by whites. For a period in 1889 to 1890, they burned farms, homes, and crops to express their growing anger at the injustice of the situation. Manifest Destiny, the phrase coined by journalist John O'Sullivan, which came to stand for the idea that white Americans had a calling and duty to seize and settle the American West with Protestant democratic values. Sand Creek Massacre, a militia raid led by Colonel Shivington on an Indian camp in Colorado, flying both the American flag and the white flag of surrender. Over 100 men, women, and children were killed. Sod House, a frontier house constructed of dirt held together by thick, rooted prairie grass that was prevalent in the Midwest. Sod, cut into large rectangles, was stacked to make the walls of the structure, providing an inexpensive yet damp house for Western settlers. Chapter 18. Haymarket Affair. The rally and subsequent riot in which several policemen were killed when a bomb was thrown at a peaceful workers' rights rally in Chicago in 1866. Holding Company, a central corporate entity that controls the operations of multiple companies by holding the majority of stock for each enterprise. Horizontal Integration, method of growth wherein a company grows through mergers and acquisitions of similar companies. Molly Maguire's, a secret organization made up of Pennsylvania coal miners, named for the famous Irish patriot, which worked through a series of scare tactics to bring the plight of the miners to public attention. Monopoly, the ownership or control of all enterprises comprising an entire industry. Robber baron, a negative term for the big businessmen who made their fortunes in the massive railroad boom of the late 19th century. Scientific management. Mechanical engineer Frederick Taylor's management style, also called stopwatch management, which divided manufacturing tasks into short, repetitive segments and encouraged factory owners to seek efficiency and profitability over any benefits of personal interaction. Social Darwinism. Herbert Spencer's theory, based upon Charles Darwin's scientific theory, which held that society developed much like plant or animal life through a process of evolution in which the most fit and capable enjoyed the greatest material and social success. Trust. A legal arrangement where a small group of trustees have legal ownership of a business that they operate for the benefit of other investors. Vertical integration. A method of growth where a company acquires other companies that include all aspects of a product's life cycle, from the creation of the raw materials through the production process to the delivery of the final product. Chapter 19, City Beautiful, a movement begun by Daniel Burnham and Frederick Law Olmsted, who believed that cities should be built with three core tenets in mind: the inclusion of parks within city limits, the creation of wide boulevards, and the expansion of more suburbs. Graft, the financial kickback provided to city bosses in exchange for political favors. Great Migration, the name for the large wave of African Americans who left the South after the Civil War, mostly moving to cities in the Northeast and Upper Midwest. Instrumentalism, a theory promoted by John Dewey, who believed that education was key to the search for the truth about ideals and institutions. Machine politics, the process by which citizens of a city use their local ward aldermen to work the machine of local politics to meet local needs within a neighborhood. Naturalism, a theory of realism that states that the laws of nature and the natural world were the only relevant laws governing humanity. Pragmatism, a doctrine supported by philosopher William James, which held that Americans needed to experiment and find the truth behind underlying institutions, religions, and ideas in American life rather than accepting them on faith. Realism, a collection of theories and ideas that sought to understand the underlying changes in the United States during the late 19th century. Settlement House Movement, an early progressive reform movement largely spearheaded by women, which sought to offer services such as childcare and free health care to help the working poor. Social Gospel, the belief that the church should be as concerned about the conditions of people in the secular world as it was with their afterlife. Social Register, a de facto directory of the wealthy socialites in each city, first published by Lewis Keller in 1886. Tammany Hall, a political machine in New York run by machine boss William Tweed with assistance from George Washington Plunkett. Chapter 20, Bloody Shirt Campaign, the strategy of Republican candidates to stress the sacrifices that the nation had to endure in its civil war against Democratic Southern secessionists. Civil service, the contrast to the spoils system where political appointments were based on merit, not favoritism. Coxey's Army, an 1894 protest led by businessman Jacob Coxey to advocate for public works jobs for the unemployed by marching on Washington, D.C. Farmers Alliance, a national conglomeration of different regional farmers alliances that joined together in 1890 with the goal of furthering farmers' concerns in politics. Gilded Age, the period in American history during which materialism, a quest for personal gain, and corruption dominated both politics and society. Grange, a farmers organization launched in 1867, which grew to over 1.5 million members in less than a decade. Half-breeds, the group of Republicans led by James G. Blaine, named because they supported some measure of civil service reform and were thus considered to be only half Republican. Mugwumps, a portion of the Republican Party that broke away from the stalwart versus half-breed debate due to disgust with their candidates' corruption. Populist Party, a political party formed in 1890 that sought to represent the rights of primarily farmers, but eventually all workers in regional and federal elections. Stalwarts, the group of Republicans led by Roscoe Conkling, who strongly supported the continuation of the patronage system. Sub-Treasury Plan, a plan that called for storing crops in government warehouses for a brief period of time, during which the federal government would provide loans to farmers worth 80% of the current crop prices, releasing the crops for sale when prices rose. Chapter 21, Atlanta Compromise. Booker T. Washington's speech given at the Atlanta Exposition in 1895, where he urged African Americans to work hard and get along with others in their white communities so as to earn the goodwill of the country. Direct primary, a political reform that allowed for the nomination of candidates through a direct vote by party members rather than by the choice of delegates at conventions. In the South, this strengthened all-white solidarity within the Democratic Party. Initiative, a proposed law or initiative placed on the ballot by public petition. Muckrakers, investigative journalists and authors who wrote about social ills, from child labor to the corrupt business practices of big businesses, and urged the public to take action. NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a civil rights organization formed in 1909 by an interracial coalition including W.E.B. Du Bois and Florence Kelley. New Freedom, Woodrow Wilson's campaign platform for the 1912 election that called for a small federal government to protect public interests from the evils associated with bad business. New Nationalism, Theodore Roosevelt's 1912 campaign platform, which called for a powerful federal government to protect the American public. Niagara Movement, a campaign led by W.E.B. Du Bois and other prominent African-American reformers that departed from Booker T. Washington's model of accommodation and advocated for a declaration of principles that called for immediate political, social, and economic equality for African-Americans. Progressive Party, a political party started by Roosevelt and other progressive Republicans who were unhappy with Taft and wanted Roosevelt to run for a non-consecutive third term in 1912. Progressivism, a broad movement between 1896 and 1916 led by white middle-class professionals for legal, scientific, managerial, and institutional solutions to the ills of urbanization, industrialization, and corruption. Recall, to remove a public official from office by virtue of petition and vote process. Referendum, a process that allows voters to counteract legislation by putting an existing law on the ballot for voters to either affirm or reject. Silent sentinels, women protesters who picketed the White House for years to protest for women's rights to vote. They went on a hunger strike after their arrest, and their force feeding became a national scandal. Square deal, Theodore Roosevelt's name for the kind of involved, hands-on government he felt the country needed. Taylorism, a system named for Frederick Winslow Taylor, aimed at improving factory efficiency rates through the principles of standardization. Taylor's model limited workers to repetitive tasks, reducing human contact and opportunities to think or collaborate. Wisconsin Idea, a political system created by Robert La Follette, governor of Wisconsin, that embodied many progressive ideals. La Follette hired experts to advise him on improving conditions in his state. Wobblies, a nickname for the Industrial Workers of the World, a radical progressive group that grew out of the earlier labor movement and desired an industrial union model of labor organization. Chapter 22, Anti-Imperialist League, a group of diverse and prominent Americans who banded together in 1898 to protest the idea of American empire building. Dollar diplomacy, Taft's foreign policy, which involved using American economic power to push for favorable foreign policies. Frontier thesis, an idea proposed by Frederick Jackson Turner, which stated that the encounter of European traditions and native wilderness was integral to the development of American democracy, individualism, and innovative character. Open door notes, the circular notes sent by Secretary of State Hay claiming that there should be open doors in China, allowing all countries equal and total access to all markets, ports, and railroads without any special consideration from the Chinese authorities, While ostensibly leveling the playing field, this strategy greatly benefited the United States. Roosevelt Corollary. A statement by Theodore Roosevelt that the United States would use military force to act as an international police power and correct any chronic wrongdoing by any Latin American nation threatening the stability of the region. Rough Riders. Theodore Roosevelt's cavalry unit, which fought in Cuba during the Spanish-American War. Seward's Folly. The pejorative name given by the press to Secretary of State Seward's acquisition of Alaska in 1867. Sphere of Influence. The goal of foreign countries such as Japan, Russia, France, and Germany to carve out an area of the Chinese market they could exploit through tariff and transportation agreements. Yellow Journalism. Sensationalist newspapers who sought to manufacture news stories in order to sell more papers.